This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. For almost 15 years, the former Soviet republics of Azerbaijan and Armenia have been at war. 30,000 people have died and a million more are refugees. But even though at war, some unofficial trade between the two countries thrives. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from the Georgian border village of Saraklo.
Not far from here begins a front line that extends for hundreds of miles. Azerbaijani and Armenian soldiers exchange gunfire over trenches on a regular basis, despite a formal truce. But here, things are different. This jam-packed, muddy bazaar is just inside Georgia, at a wedge of land near where Azerbaijan, Armenia, and Georgia meet. Officially, the border between Azerbaijan and Armenia is closed. It's not even possible to make a telephone call between the two countries. But at this chaotic market of makeshift wooden stalls, the countries are still connected. Most of the buyers here are from Armenia. The sellers are usually ethnic Azerbaijanis, like Elchin Magomedov. He sells tools like pliers and screwdrivers to Armenians here.
Some people don't like trading with someone they are at war with. But what can you do? You have to put bread on the table.
Magomedov says relations between the ethnic Azerbaijanis and Armenians here are fine, despite the hostility between the two countries. He shakes hands with one of his longtime customers, Armenian Arshalis Merchanyan. Merchanyan buys goods wholesale here every week. He then takes them back to Armenia's capital, Yerevan, where he deals them to retailers.
People bring all sorts of stuff, clothing, tea, everything you can possibly imagine. Everything is cheaper here than in Armenia.
Here in this Georgian border village, you can find Armenian brandy, generally unavailable in Azerbaijan, or Azerbaijani tea, still coveted in Armenia. Middlemen here can also arrange deliveries of small amounts of smuggled Azerbaijani gasoline. Ethnic Georgian Amar Sikarolidze is one of the directors of the outdoor market. Sikarolidze says the Azerbaijanis tried to crack down, but they gave up.
The Azerbaijanis were angry about the trade of oil and stuff like that, but they got over it. Politics are politics, but what does that have to do with ordinary people?
Thomas Golds, an American expert who's written extensively about the Caucasus region, says deep poverty in rural Armenia, Azerbaijan, and Georgia has forced potential foes into business.
There is enmity on a macro political level, but at the same time, the human need and the urge to trade and just curiosity creates some very interesting situations, and this just happens to be one of them.
The sellers and buyers here communicate in a mixture of languages: Russian, Georgian, Azerbaijani, and Armenian. One trade stall does a booming business selling Turkish pop music to Armenian clients. Anush Anyan, a 43-year-old woman from Armenia, has been coming to this market and trading with ethnic Azerbaijanis for 12 years. Today she's buying cheap plastic flowers brought in from Azerbaijan. She'll resell them in Armenia. Anyan says she has lots of Azerbaijani friends here to do business with, even though her son now serves in the Armenian army, which Azerbaijan is fighting. She says that because of unofficial trade like this, there's now less mistrust of Azerbaijanis in her native village, regardless of what the politicians think. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, in the Georgian village of Saraklo, near the border between Azerbaijan and Armenia.